touch with Michigan and the world.
In the spirit of Free For All Friday, let's take a quick call off the Common Sense Hotline. The number, by the way, 888-900-9966. Frank in DeWitt.
Good morning. Great show, as it always is. You were talking about school reform and how terrible it was. And folks, there is something you can do out there for your kids to stop them from being brainwashed by this Common Core garbage and the public school sausage machine. You can homeschool your kids, take them out of the public schools. It is remarkably affordable. Don't think that you can't do it. You can. If you love your kids, you can do it. The public schools are not good enough for your kids. Take them out and save them.
All right, Frank. Greatly appreciate you checking in today. There you have it, Frank from DeWitt. You can join in, too, 888-900-9966. Your calls are encouraged. You know, whatever's on your mind, we'll talk about it. We're going to change directions here for a moment. We're going to get up, get a bird's-eye view, if you will. And we're going to get a bird's-eye view of orchards and farming and the use of drones in agriculture. Amy Irish Brown, an MSU Extension educator, here to join us and tell us more about it. Amy, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
I've heard a variety of uses for drones, but I suppose inspecting apple trees and so forth is a new direction, or maybe it's not. It's new to me for sure.
Sure. I think we're just at the infancy of trying to figure out how this technology might be used in orchards. There's a lot of ideas being thrown out there, and the technology needs to be developed to maybe put some of those into practice. It's one thing to have a drone fly over an orchard. It's another to get something practical and useful out of that information.
Sure. You know, and I've grown up here in southern Michigan, and I've watched farming go from something not particularly high-tech in many areas to today. You know this, of course. If you get inside a combine or one of these large tractors that are as big as my house, some of these pieces of equipment, you know, they're all run by GPS. They all have the computer controlled, climate controlled. It's like being it's like driving a super ship or something. I mean, everything is controlled. It's like being on an aircraft carrier, all the technology involved now. And so I guess going to drones is the natural extension of technology in making agriculture even more productive.
Right. And in orchards, we grow things, we are shrinking things down. We have all these high-density dwarfing trees in our apple orchards today. So kind of the opposite end of the agricultural spectrum that you just described. We have small tractors and rows that are only 12 feet apart that we have to drive through. And so we're looking at drones as a way to, perhaps you would fly your drone with some type of an infrared camera that has a spectrum that can measure insects. And then you would tie that information back into your sprayer technology that you would only spray the area that needed to be sprayed as you're driving up and down the row. Or maybe there's other applications for it. For one of the best ones I heard was for potentially for birds, particularly in cherries. Birds can be a big trouble for us near harvest time. So maybe the drones will go up and fly autonomously on their own, scare birds away, and growers are free to take care of other tasks then. So,
see, now that would be a good video.
At some point it might work.
Yeah, that'd be a great video, the drone versus the blackbird, in a dogfight out there fighting for the cherries. I'm telling you.
Crows would be the ones that make me nervous because they can be kind of aggressive.
Crows, yeah. They have a very smart bird, yeah. We're on the line with Amy Irish Brown, MSU Extension educator. Well, and the other thing that comes to mind, we had some big storms in Michigan earlier this year where crops like grapes and apples were pretty heavily damaged in many areas in northern Michigan. And I would assume that a drone, you could go in and find out what the hail damage is to an apple crop, for example, in these, like you said, these densely planted dwarf trees where they're really dense in their production. And determine, what is your crop loss? You could talk about crop loss and figure out how you could mitigate what your situation was.
Sure, and that's what the demo that I held out in an orchard here recently, some University of Michigan students were working on a drone project, and they were able to fly over a whole orchard with cameras and stitch all those pictures together to do something at a faster or more real-time situation than, say, some of the overhead camera, you know, the Google-type pictures that we get now. They're only updated every so often. So they would be able to give you that bird's-eye view that is a little different always than from standing on the ground.
You know, at the end of the day, Amy, whether it's the giant combines and machines that are working and using technology in the big fields to densely planted orchards, like you're talking about, you know, where smaller tractors come through, but you can focus on the pests that are challenging your crop or crop damage or whatever it may be. Technology has certainly helped the American farmer and farmers around the world to produce more and better crops year after year, it seems to me.
You are correct. I mean, I've been an extension educator for just about 25 years, and it's very different than today than it was just 20 years ago, and that's amazing. And nobody should ever think that agriculture is not at the forefront of technology. We're always looking for ways to make the tasks that we have to do easier and better and more efficient. That's the name of the game.
And when you look at yields, whether it's corn or apples or grapes or whatever it may be, the yields, it just seems to me, I keep reading what just I read recently, record corn, record beans, record apple, record walnut crops. I mean, all sorts of crops continue to set all-time records for production and harvest, which to me, I mean, that's impressive.
Sure, and that's because we're, I think, fine-tuning. We're able to use technology to help us keep track of a lot of things. Growing apples is one of the most complex crops you can grow. There's so many things to keep track of. And anything you do to make that more efficient, in turn, hopefully, can give you a better yield so that you're doing everything at the cutting end.
It makes me wonder, you know, a lot of kids, and obviously Michigan State University is one of the university's land-grant institution at the Center of Agricultural Education and Research and so forth. What about kids going into agriculture for a field of study these days? You don't hear a lot about it, but certainly there are some great positions and great career opportunities in agriculture.
Well, absolutely. I think working as an extension educator for a career has been very fulfilling for me, and in general, I think there is a little bit of slight concern that we're not getting students coming through some of our agricultural institutions. And we're looking at, you know, in a broad picture worldwide, a larger population to feed, and that's going to take smart people to do that. And the field of agriculture is, if people like to work outdoors and are like to meet people of all different personalities, I think agriculture is a wonderful place for them to look at as a career, and there's huge opportunities, very diverse opportunities out there.
Yeah, I would say if you like really hardworking, smart people, roll up your sleeves and go spend a day at the farm and pick your farm. I don't care if it's a livestock farm or a grain farm or an apple orchard. There's always work to be done on the farm, I can assure you.
Oh, yes. It's a busy place to be.
It certainly is. Well, I appreciate you stopping by. Amy Irish Brown from the MSU Extension Service and an educator there. Amy, great conversation. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, it's Free for All Friday, my friends. 888-900-9966. I think apples are bipartisan. I like the Honeycrisp apples that come from Michigan. I think they're the finest apple ever made. Honeycrisp. My father used to like Fuji. Shane likes Fuji. But Honeycrisp, my friends, made in Michigan, it is the finest apple that I think I've ever tasted. Because Michigan apples, despite what they may tell you, are the finest in the world. See, it's pure Michigan, my friends, on a Free for All Friday.